And this is Morning Edition on New Hampshire Public Radio. It's Monday morning, and each Monday, NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me for The Political Front. It's a look at the latest in New Hampshire politics. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Rick.
So, Josh, the state Senate voting on its budget on Thursday, and the plan calls for about $10.7 billion in spending over the next 2 years. Now, the House's proposal is about $11 billion. It's not a huge difference in cash, but there are major policy differences here in these two proposals, aren't there?
Oh, yes, and perhaps that's to be expected in a split legislature with Democrats controlling the House and Republicans running the Senate. The biggest difference is over Medicaid expansion. The House and Governor Maggie Hassan favor expanding Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. They say that will add close to 60,000 people to the insurance rolls over the next decade, and it'll cost the state between $35 and about $80 million. In return, the state will net more than $2.5 billion in new revenue over that same period. In this budget alone, state health officials argue that the state would see about $400 million in revenue with a minimal outlay from taxpayers here. Republicans, they're quite skeptical, though.
Yeah, the argument here is that they don't think the money's ever really going to materialize, right?
Well, I think they believe the money might materialize at first, but that the state might be left holding the bag alone down the road. Somewhat akin to special education, it's a comparison that they favor. They say that, you know, per 1974's Individuals with Disabilities Act, the federal government's supposed to pick up 40% of state special education costs, and the feds have really only ever paid a fraction of those costs. Backers of Medicaid expansion say, you know, it's a bad comparison and that the federal government has a track record of you know, making good on Medicaid funding promises. But, you know, this dispute is both philosophical, with Republicans leery of more government, and also hugely political. You know, we're talking about so-called Obamacare here, and Republicans, particularly of the partisan stripe, want that law to fail as much as partisan Democrats want the president's signature program to succeed.
After the last election, you know, there was so much made about state political leaders saying that they realized it was a mandate, that we're done with divided government, the message that voters expected people to work together. What's happened with that?
Well, you know, that's what they said. Governor Maggie Hassan probably stressed that point the most. But, you know, I've yet to talk to anyone close to the budget process, at least, that's been able to explain how this budget will be settled easily. You know, on Thursday, the Senate will almost certainly pass its proposal along party lines, which is common on budget votes. Democrats will try and probably fail to get policy changes adopted on the floor. Looking past Thursday, though, to House and Senate negotiations, there are some things where agreement will come. Both House and Senate want to increase funding for higher education. They also both want more money for the mentally ill and developmentally disabled. But more broadly, it's hard to see a clear path to compromise on key points like Medicaid and on taxes. The Senate says tax increases beyond those called for by current law won't be part of any budget they'll back. And their motivation to bend too much is really quite limited politically. And, you know, but it's also only June 3rd. Lawmakers have until July 1st to get this over with, and a lot can change quickly.
Yeah, it's rather early in the process, I guess. Let's step out of the State House for a minute to discuss the 2014 U.S. Senate race. No Republican candidate has yet to emerge to take on Gene Shaheen, but there's talk of candidates, as always.
Well, yes, and the latest is Jim Rubens says he's eyeing a run. Rubens lives in Aetna. He's an investor. He served in the state Senate in the 1990s. He ran for governor in 1998, lost in a Republican primary. He also ran Gordon Humphrey's 2002 gubernatorial campaign. Right now, Jim Rubens is probably best known for leading the coalition against expanded gambling. Rubens is an interesting guy. He breaks with many core Republicans on core issues like abortion and global warming. Rubens is pro-choice and favors a carbon tax to offset climate change. I think those views might be tough in a primary. And if Rubin does get in this race, others almost certainly will. But, you know, it all depends on who runs.
I know State Senate Majority Leader Jeb Bradley said he'd be looking at a run. And then there's, you know, former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown.
Well, yes, Jeb Bradley is expected to make his intentions clear after the legislature gets done, assuming they do get done. Former Congressman Frank Ginta's name is also out there, but less talk lately about him than there had been earlier. And, you know, with Scott Brown, it's just hard to know what to make of it. Plenty have, you know, written off this part-time New Hampshire residence. He has a house in Rye. Keeping all options open line is, you know, a little more than a publicity stunt. But some top state Republicans I've spoken with think he's the strongest available candidate, you know, one who could really raise big money nationally and maybe pry some independent voters away from Gene Shaheen in a way that other names out there can't. But it is really hard to know. I was looking at Scott Brown's Twitter feed over the weekend, and he was talking about the television show Pawn Stars and wondering about the value of artwork he has of the band Kiss and also of Carlos Santana. According to former Senator Brown, the Kiss print was fully signed, so... You know, whatever happens with his political career, he does have that going for him, Rick.
Well, that's true, but I think Gene Simmons has signed an awful lot of paraphernalia over the years. But anyway, thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
That's Josh Rogers. He joins Morning Edition each Monday for the political front. It's a look at New Hampshire politics. You can follow Josh on Twitter at Josh Rogers, NHPR.